Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, we'll get to Aaron Boone. The Aaron Boone Report brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today. And by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks online at mynycb.com. And by Air Italy, round-trip flights start from just $6.47 from JFK to Milan. The manager of the Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
All right, Aaron, a couple of new pitches since we've talked, and really a couple of very good ones. A top lefty now in your pen in Britton, and now Happ. Let's start with Britton and how he fits in.
Well, it's a guy that obviously has been as good a reliever in baseball over the last, you know, 5-10 years. Had the Achilles surgery in the off season, but has come back well from that. Is throwing the ball really well. That bowling ball sinker you always hear talked about when it's talked about with him is has been there, and he just gives us another elite back end reliever that goes a long way in helping us shorten the game.
Do you look at it now as a case of let me ask you rather than me put anything out there? How do you slot him right now? I mean, as you in your master plan, Chapman still closes, which we all know, but how does it work right now for you with him? Does he share eighth inning based on seventh, eighth based on what who's in the lineup with Betances, or do you have another role in mind?
You know what? I think Dellen has been so good in that eighth inning role that I think between Britton and Robbie will probably seventh inning, kind of depending on usage, depending on matchups going into that night. But there's also going to be nights where, you know, if Chappie's closed a couple days in a row, you could see Britton closing that
he
day.
He would be your closer, right? Not Betances, right? You would use Britton to close.
Yeah, we would use Britton.
Okay.
And or Robbie, even, right, if Chappie was down for a day.
Gotcha. You now have an incredibly deep, powerful bullpen. I mean, you have an overwhelmingly good bullpen right now.
Yeah, and you know what? I think what they do is they allow us to kind of protect them, too. And, you know, that's one thing we put a premium on. For them to be as great as they potentially can be and to hopefully, if we're able to have an October run, the more guys we can have down there, the less we have to rely on them or wear them down during the regular season. So I think they go a long way in kind of protecting each other when they're all going well, and hopefully that's a situation we've been able to create here.
Hey, listen, other than when Severino's pitching, a guy with a lead after the fifth inning is going to have to be pitching well in a playoff game to be in the game.
Oh, no question. In a playoff game, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, in a playoff game, you could maybe even shrink it a little more than
if
that.
You wanted to, absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can find five innings if you need it, that's for sure. Maybe, yeah. So, really, you have an incredible an incredible amount of depth and now balance. You really do. Is Chapman, I was at a wedding, and I got in the car, and I listened to that inning on the radio when he fell apart. Was it that he was having a problem with his plant leg? Was he having a problem with his knee in that game? Is that what happened?
No, I think it was just a situation where he hadn't pitched in a week, and then it became a non-save situation. So, you know, that just maybe the juices aren't quite there as much. And then I just think more than anything, he lost the strike zone for a moment and kind of had a bad day. So I've heard some people talk about that, you know, this the Britton move kind of protects us from that. Chappie's in a good place. We feel like he's really good physically.
So he's not hurting with that knee.
He's had an amazing year.
The knee's not a problem.
The knee is not a problem.
Okay.
It's something that he deals with and has to maintain and deals with some pain in there, but it hasn't affected him pitching-wise all year.
All right, how about Happ?
Happ is obviously a really good pitcher. He's pitched in this division now for a number of years. He's had a lot of success within this division. you know, he's having a strong year this year, and we think he's even having a better year than his numbers suggest. If, you know, you dive into some of the peripherals and and look at his stuff and look at the velocity, you know, I think he's been hindered a little bit by not the greatest defense behind him this year. So we think we're getting a quality starter that, you know, especially here in the regular season, gives us a guy that we can count on for some quality innings, you know, once every 5 days.
And his last 10 starts against the Red Sox, a 1.78 ERA, which is not too bad either.
Yeah, and from the left side, you know, that's a little more favorable, you know, when you are going up against a team like the Red Sox, who kind of really, really hits right-handed pitching really well. So to get another lefty in the mix, I think that's a good thing when we head to Fenway.
How about Sanchez? You know, that whole thing was cloaked in a lot of intrigue the other day. Tell me what happened and what went on, and, you know, the whole thing back on the DL. Was he hurt that night? Clearly, we didn't think he hustled twice. I mean, tell me, from now that you've been inside it and you know what happened, tell us what happened with that whole thing with Sanchez.
Right. So I think at some point in that game, whether it was on the cross-up when he was chasing the ball down or at some point later in the game, he re-injured the same spot that he went on the disabled list for. I don't think he thought it was a very big deal throughout the game, and he was very accountable as far as it wasn't good enough, the run down to first,
right.
and he wasn't blaming that on the injury.
He did say after the game he took responsibility for it.
And he came into my office without me having to go find him and was very accountable about
it.
So he wasn't blaming his non-running in that situation on that. That said, at the end of that night, there was tightness in there. He woke up the next morning after the adrenaline of the game had worn off, and there was some more tightness. So when we sent him for tests, it revealed that he had a strain of the same area and probably, you know, a little more than a grade one, in between a one and a two. So which is a DL, and now we got to make sure we get it right again, and hopefully, you know, it's something that he can get all the way back this time and be a factor for us, you know, in the final month, 6 weeks of the season.
Now, there's been stuff that has followed him since he was a kid, and he was reprimanded in the minors a couple of times. Do you feel he has given you a good effort? Do you feel he has not worked as hard as he should or not hustled a lot? Have you had issues with him during the season?
I have not. Now, I have a pretty close relationship with him, pretty strong relationship with him, so I'm always in conversation with him and trying to get out ahead of things, and we have conversations all the time about trying to, you know, my expectation of him, and those expectations are very high, and I don't think he is a finished product yet as both a player, as both, you know, a person, and I think it's upon all of us to try and help him get there. But I think the intent is there. I think he really desires to be a great player and to be a great teammate. And my kind of expectation of his and demand of him is I want you to expect to be great, and that's in everything you do. So that's not just in, you know, showing up and hitting but in everything you do, in your off season, the way you eat, the way you prepare, the way you train, with one thing in mind, that you are going to be a great player and part of a great team. So that's my biggest message to him, because I absolutely believe that's in there, and I believe the character is in there for him to ultimately reveal that.
We're talking with Aaron Boone. What do you think is, forget, we all know he has trouble catching and his gloves got to get better. We all know mm-hmm. that. What do you think's going on with his hitting for this guy who's this good? And we know how good a hitter he is.
Yeah.
Why do you think he struggled so much this year?
Yeah, I think it's a case of, I'll start it by saying this. Hitting is hard. I don't care who you are. Okay. And in this game, at some point can humble you a little bit and test you a little bit, especially because as a hitter, it's still a game of failure, even for the best of hitters in the world. So when you're a player that has the hitting capabilities that Gary does, I think when you go through some struggles, it can become a little bit between the ears. It can you start to press, you start to chase results instead of going up there and saying, I'm going to have a good at bat here. Because that's why baseball is such a long season. That's why you play 162 games, because anybody can go out and fluke into some results in a short sample size. But I think when you, as a hitter, when you're out there, and I think too often he's chased results, and I'm going to go up there and he may be having a good at bat, and now all of a sudden he so badly wants to get a hit, and I think that's worked against him a little bit. And I think pitchers have done a good job in those situations, knowing that, hey, this guy really wants to get a hit, instead of saying, I'm just going to have a good at bat and let this game come to me a little bit, and then over time, you know, my greatness will show up.
Talking with Aaron Boone as the Yankees get ready to open up a homestand. You got a week before you see the Red Sox. Everybody knows that. The pennant race is on. You said the other day, I just sense my team's about ready to explode. Why do you think that?
I just feel like we've been, even coming out of this break, whereas we haven't caught fire yet with the bats, with the exception of yesterday, we've been scoring some runs, haven't really been hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and I think that's something that will come in cycles. And you know, getting a guy like Gleyber Torres back in the lineup, who's been so valuable to us, we're coming home. We've hit a little, you know, bump in the road in our season over the last couple weeks. I think we're 8-8 over the last 16, and now I think coming off a difficult series where we lost some games that we easily could have won down in Tampa, I think there's a hunger right now for the guys. I think with the trade deadline here and knowing that we've acquired a couple of key ingredients, hopefully that's something that as we get home here in these six games against the Royals and the Orioles, I just feel like maybe there's a chance for us to bust out before we head up north.
Yeah, and some reason the team has this year has performed really well when Torres is in the lineup. I mean, and part of it's him. I mean, we know that. He's a very big cog in the lineup, but the team has just clicked a lot better when he's there.
There's no question. He brings so much to the table, really on both sides of the ball. I mean, he really shores us up in the middle of the diamond defensively, and the at-bat quality that he's given us at many different spots in the order has been great, to go along with the power that's been a little bit of a pleasant surprise.
And Bird looks like, to me, he's settling down, where, you know, it's not just home runs with him. When I see him getting other hits and making other, you know, having other good at-bats, that's when I feel like he's kind of getting comfortable. I kind of sense he's into getting into a groove now.
There's no question. The last probably 2-3 weeks, he's really started to look like the player that we all kind of envision he is, and you know, where he really controls the strike zone well, has a lot of deep at-bats. You know, you throw it in that spot, you know, he has a chance to obviously hit it in the seats. And, yeah, the at-bat quality, that's kind of been there, I feel like, all along. We're starting to see some more impactful swings, and that's been a good thing.
Yeah, you know, a couple guys who've struggled lately, Gaudy struggled and Hicks have both struggled mm-hmm. lately. They both have been in slumps.
Yeah, Hicks coming out of the break, a little bit of a struggle. He banged his shoulder up a little bit in that slide, actually, in that first game down in Tampa. So he missed a couple games, so he's back in the lineup tonight. But, yeah, definitely, because Hicks and Gaudy, just because they bring that speed element, and they're kind of the supporting cast, if you will, around some of the more marquee names. But they're really important to what we do and to our offense, and hopefully those guys will start to roll now as well.
And you're trying to give Walker some time, which I think it's probably hard for him to hit. I've always liked Walker as a player, and, you know, I know it's a tough role when you don't play for 2 weeks and try to play, but seems like when he does play a little bit, then you see the real Walker.
Yeah, and we've seen enough that suggests that it's in there. He just hasn't got on that, you know, extended run where he's really ripping the ball all over the yard. It's been a few days here, and then maybe he's had to sit down or something, so he's just never gotten in that real good groove. But we saw a lot of good swings down in Tampa. He's back in there tonight because I wanted to give Andujar a day where he was dealing with some soreness. So hopefully it's something that, you know, we can plug him in at third and second when we need to give a guy a day for a week, and obviously at first too when we want to give Bird a day down.
All right, Gray, how do you feel about him? How do you feel he's been lately? How about him right now?
His last two outings been good. You know, two outings ago he was excellent. Last time out into the sixth inning, left with the lead. You know, I feel like he's gaining some traction over the last couple months, more good outings than bad. And again, it starts with if he's getting ahead in the count, then he can really go to his weapons that are real. You know, his slider, his breaking ball, the movement on his fastball are elite pitches. So, but it starts with him getting ahead in the count. And I think where he's the times that he's struggled this year, it's behind in the count, it's nibble, it's deep counts, and then when he's had a chance to shut down an inning, it's kind of gotten away from him.
No question, Severino's had a little bit of probably a tired arm or a little bit of a, you know, a dead arm period or whatever you want to call it. That's pretty obvious. Does it worry you, or do you think it's something that everybody goes through?
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned about it, honestly. You know, we gave him a little more of an extended break. He pitched the Thursday before the All-Star break, then obviously threw an inning in the All-Star game, and then we held off until Monday with the idea that we just wanted to give him as many days as possible. And I actually felt like from a stuff standpoint, I thought it was better down in Tampa. He just wasn't sharp and made some mistakes in the middle of the plate with his slider. But I thought there was a little more life on the fastball than we'd seen in the previous two outings. So hopefully that's the start of him getting back and rolling.
All right, we love when you give us stuff to talk about. You did the other day with the bunt with Didi. What were you thinking?
I was thinking, I think you'd know me well enough to know that I'm not a huge
bunt guy. I know.
Bunt guy.
Right.
But in that situation with the tying run at second and the go-ahead run at first, and a pitcher in a lefty-lefty matchup with Didi and a pitcher that doesn't really get off the mound and handle the ball real well, I felt confident that we could move it over. And knowing that, obviously, that then they would walk Stanton.
You knew
that
you'd
situation.
Lose Stanton there, but you weren't worried about that.
Well, Hicks from the right side has been so good this year that I just traded the bases loaded matchup with one out with Hicks from the right side, as opposed to if we end up first and second, Didi makes an out there, say, then I think they go get the righty to face Stanton. So I just felt like it set us up with the best possible situation.
It was a
tough call for me. It's a close call for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of those that you can make an argument both ways.
No question. So that's why, listen, you know, not everything's going to work. You understand that.
Right.
So, I mean, that's part of the deal. Listen, we got to have some stuff that we can, you know, discuss. That's the idea. But how do you think the team has still struggled sometimes where they leave a lot of guys on the base mm-hmm. paths, and, you know, you're waiting for that to come back and, you know, get those two-out hits and the stuff that timely hitting that you need. How do you think the team is right now? How do you feel about the team as you get ready to, you know, what a prep week against some teams you should beat before you go to Boston for that big series? How do you feel about your team right now?
I feel good about our team. Now, I also feel like we got to step it up and we got to start righting this, not righting the ship, because we're not, it's not like we're, you know, in a swoon or anything.
No,
we're
talking about an
8-8
yeah.
stretch, which,
right.
which frankly is going to be inevitable over the course of
no
a long
question.
Season.
No question.
But the urgency needs to be there for our guys, especially here as we start a big homestand before we head up north. Like, and I think the guys sense that, like, it's time to start locking it down. The trade deadline's here. We've added some significant pieces, and hopefully that's something that can give us a shot in the arm to really get this thing rolling in the right direction again.
Baseball's a weird game, we're talking about Aaron Boone, because unlike a sport like, say, football or basketball, where the bad team, the really bad team, rarely beats the good team. They don't
right.
beat them. But in baseball, we all know you win series and bad teams beat good teams every day. We understand that. How frustrating is that from a managerial standpoint? Because people think, oh, they didn't get up for the bad. It's not getting up. I mean,
right.
that's not what baseball's about. But the bottom line is the bad teams do beat the good teams in baseball.
Yeah, you know, I've had to answer that a lot, and that's part of it. And part of it is because, you know, the Red Sox ahead of us in the standings are having as good a year as we're having so far. They're having an even more, you know, they're on a historically great run for their franchise. So
yeah.
that's just part of it. We understand, though, that we've put ourselves in a very good position with how we've played, and we have a chance to do something special here, and we're almost getting down to the final 2 months of the season, and we've given ourselves a shot, and hopefully we get it rolling here, and we'll end up where we want to be in the end.
Have you set up now with Hap here ready? Have you set up your pitching for Boston? You're not going to tell me, but do you have in your mind your pitching set up for Boston?
In my mind, I do. Yeah, we actually, I'm getting ready to talk with Larry to kind of finalize. Hap should be here tomorrow.
Right.
And he was scheduled to pitch Saturday with the Blue Jays. He probably won't pitch Saturday, but possibly Sunday or even the first game of the Orioles series after the day off. That's something we'll go over and kind of get our rotation exactly set how we want to.
Gotcha. So that'll bring him back late in the Boston series.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Aaron. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Take care.
All right, Aaron Boone, you got it. So it's set to pitching up. You know they're going to pitch Hap in Boston. That's what they're going to set him up for. So set him up maybe to pitch in the Baltimore series, then back on the back end maybe Sunday in Boston. Four games in Boston starting next Thursday. There's all your stuff about what's going on back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.